The city of Yaktamurli of 2nd November 2004. Mera Baba series. This is episode number 54. The title is How a Big Program Has to Give Good Result. Baba is saying, you have had big programs and you have already had congratulations for that. But from every program, there should be at least a rosary of 108 that is prepared. This has not happened as yet. At least 108 should be ready, at the most 16,000. You have spent so much money and energy, and so at the least, Bab Dada wants to see 108 become ready. You should keep the addresses of all those who came. Baba is talking with Karnataka group. This is in 2004. They did a mega program, I think. You have the introduction of those who brought others to the big programs. So you should bring them close again. Do not think we have done our bit. For any task that is carried out has to bear some fruit. So everyone who has done a big program has to give this result to back Bab Dada. Which result? Which result? You have done a very good program. Baba wants the result. You have to bring the rosary of 108. Whether they are from different centers or from other centers, there has to be a result. Is that okay? This can be done. Can it not? If you pay a little attention, they will emerge. 108 is nothing. However, Bab Dada wants to see a result. They should at least become student. At least they should become students. They should come forward to give cooperation. At least they should become not yogi but sahyogi, cooperative souls. Bab Dada wants to see the result this season of how many each of you make emerge. No matter how many you make emerge, definitely make them emerge. What happens is that when the programs are over, there is little attention or keeping further future contacts with them. It is not difficult to make them emerge. Seeing the courage of the children, Bab Dada is pleased. Do you understand? Samjha? Do you understand? So this is the Murli of 2004. Baba is talking with Karnataka group and Baba is told that time that recently we have done a program in Bangalore. So Baba said, you have done a very good program. Fine. You have done a mega program. That was the period when mega programs were galore. People were doing lot of mega programs at different centers. Baba is saying, you have done mega program, you have spent lot of money, good. But what is the result? What result Baba wants from all such programs? First, at least make 108, rosary of 108. At least they should become student. At least they should become cooperative souls. Baba is also saying, hinting at one point, that you do mega programs and later on you forget. Later on you don't make contacts with them. They should be made into cooperative souls. So how to do this? If you make any program, okay, suppose we arrange some programs in Om Shanti Bhavan and we invited lot, many people came and they appreciated the program. Or for example, many people came to Madhuban or they attended some Shivir or they attended some conference or some program at center. We have done good program and we are quite happy. Now media is very active. So we did a very good propaganda. But later what? Post program what should be done? Now this is the question. Post program, post Shivir, post conference, what should be done? Yes, Ashish bhai. You have done a program. Now what? Next what? Yes, love gathering. Sneha Sammelan. Baba says, love gathering. Have love gathering. Suppose the group has gone to Madhuban. Okay. I have seen, suppose there is a medical conference. Lot of doctors came for the conference in Madhuban. And once they go, sisters are not very much making contact with them. And they are lost. So most important thing first is love gathering. Call them. on different occasions like blood donation camp or Labor's Day or any day for that matter. Each and every day something is there. If there is some organization, they have some particular day or you have some birthday celebration, for any reason, just call them as chief guest or something like that and have love gathering. So first is Sneha Milan. Second, that is over. They have come to Madhuvan, they have gone back to center. Festivals, you should call them for festivals. If any festival is there, call them only on special occasions. Like one is love gathering, second, calling them on special occasions, like festivals. It may be 18th January, it may be New Year, it may be Shivratri, it may be Holi, or it may be any festival for that matter. So call them. Yeah, Rakhi. So these are Diwali. Okay, so second is calling them on special occasion. Third, greetings. Send them greetings, send them toli, send them bhog. At least on Thursdays, send them bhog to their respective place. We are not calling them. We are not saying come to center or listen to Murli or do 7-day course, because they already know everything. They know about your 7-day course and you are again harping on the same tune. Come for the 7-day course, come for the 7-day. They know it. Yeah, so what you can do is you can send bhog on Thursday. One. Second, what you said? Thought for the day. But nowadays sometimes it becomes irritating. People keep on sending thought for the day, thought for the day, thought for the day. Huh? Okay, once a month. That's fine. Yeah. Once a week, once a month. Yeah? Call them up and ask. How is the health? Okay, you ask. If suppose they are sick, go and visit them in hospital. If they are sick, they are ill, they have contracted some disease, go and visit them in hospital. Or if there is some death in their family, go there. Brahma Kumaris usually do that. They go and they give speeches and they have some gathering there. So that is the third thing. Fourth, what else? Okay, so if there is a birthday of their children, if there is some festival in their family, you should go there. Otherwise, they say that we come to your festivals, you don't come to ours. Then what? You have to come. If there is a marriage, you have to go sometimes. Though you may not eat, but yes, you should. One. Second, if there is some birthday or if there is some celebration, if they have got some success, if some book is getting published or whatever. Any worldly success for that matter. So you have to go greet them, give them greetings. If there is some inauguration of their vehicle, car, newly purchased car, and they want Sister Benji to come and inaugurate it, to put sticker of Shiv Baba and to put Tilak and all those things. So even that is a good opportunity that you can come. Or even if they don't call, but if they tell you that we have purchased a new car, then you can tell that before using that car, you should always do the inauguration. So then they will definitely call you. You only come for inauguration. So going to their family. Okay, then next, what else? Counseling. Yeah, so you go to their place and you do little counseling also. When you know that, suppose one person comes and he says that his son is depressed, his wife is depressed, not feeling well, or they have incurred some losses in business. So you can go for consolation or some talk or friendly chit chat. One. What else? International yoga. You call them for international yoga. Okay. Then, what else? Any picnic? If suppose you are going for some picnic, center vasis, you can invite them that you join us. We are going to this particular place. You can join us there. So some picnic. Then what else? Yeah. Okay. If you are going for some medicals. Okay, if you are organizing some camp, you can call related people to that. Like de-addiction camp, so you can invite doctors. If you are doing blood donation camp, if you are doing tree plantation, call related people. So that's a sort of service, okay. They will get involved, yes. Then, organizing competitions. So when you organize competitions, invite them, their children. Suppose you organize camp drawing competition in the center. Suppose this is a Diwali occasion, you organize Rangoli competition. So naturally, all those who usually don't come, But their children are there. So you can invite them for drawing Rangoli. At least they will Rangoli or drawing or painting. Any competition in the center. You should arrange such competitions. So that naturally, and when a child is involved, naturally parents come. And when child is given some prize, parents get so happy. See, my child is getting prize. And from Brahma Kumaris, whatever. Or if there is some dance competition, some singing competition, and when a child who decorates like Krishna or something like that, they enjoy a lot. Parents like. Our small children should get decorated, embellished nicely, and they are dancing in front of the audience. Everybody will come and praise them. Or sometimes there is a healthy baby competition. You know, in hospitals they arrange healthy baby competition. Cute babies, small children, they come and then photographs taken, and one is said that he is the most cutest, whatever. So organize some competitions at center. Okay, then what else? Yeah, so even if you go somewhere, you can take some gift for them. Like Baba has said this gift to you, Dadi has given this gift. They had not come to Madhuban, we had come. But we can purchase something for them. Maybe this is very special of Rajasthan or whatever. So we have got this for you. So this is also one of the ways. So naturally they will get happy. Oh yeah, sister cares so much. She is going to Madhuban, and every time she goes to Madhuban, she brings that particular type of toli. Because there are people who like particular toli. There are people who like tosha. There are people who like that mohanthal. So they like that particular. And they are always waiting. They are waiting. Some people are waiting for the gifts like diary or pen. They like to have that Brahma Kumari's pen. So you can give them a gift. They had not come to Madhuban, but you had gone, and you carry that gift and give to them later on. So that is also one of the ways to make them into cooperative souls. What else? If they cannot come and they are interested in Murlis, you can send Murlis to them. You can even do that. You can send. Or another thing is, they cannot come to center, so you can tell them, fixed time, 10 minutes, you will tell them Murli. What is today's Vardhan and what is today's slogan? Even that much is enough. Okay, that is one. Next. Special magazines. Special magazines, yeah, this is such a good service. Greatest service, you give them magazine, you give them books, you give them CDs. This is the best gift, I think, somebody can, if you want to give some gift, give a pen drive that contains good classes. 100 powerful classes. Give that gift to somebody. Such a good gift. What gift is greater than this? Some inspiring classes. Some CD. Some this thing. Or this thing. What is known as? Books. Some good books. Not necessarily only Brahma Kumaris. Any good book. Short book, small book, which you liked. So you can give that to somebody. Then what else? Purity, world renewal. Yeah, so you can give any one of these. Okay, then? For what? You call them for inauguration. Or sometimes you can make them anchor. They love anchoring. There are good anchors always. Not necessarily they are spiritual, but they are anchor. Anchoring is an art. It's an art. You put an anchor anywhere. They can do anchoring anywhere. So nicely, even we may not be able to do. So you can call them for anchoring. You can call them for stage coordination. You can call them for stage decoration. You call them for guidance. We are organizing this program and we need your guidance. How to go about it. This is the script of the drama. Do you want to make any corrections in the script? So that is also one of the way to make them cooperative. What else, Shambhai? What to do to make them, Okay, when there is dadis have come, so you call them specially and take them to dadi specially and make them meet dadi. Yeah, take care of them. That you introduce them to dadi. Dadi, these people. Yeah. Yesterday, I was at the Call of the Time retreat. It was a retreat for VIP people. Each one of them, is somebody is director, somebody is CEO, means like under one person there might be thousands of people. They are all of them rich. So So yesterday, all of a sudden, when Dadi entered, it was such a pin drop silence. And when Dadi sat there, everybody came and kneeled down in front of Dadi and took drishti and took toli. Each one of them. They were even elderly people, most of them. They were not very young, because they are very experienced people and they are very good souls. Some of them cooperative, some of them have attended Call of the Time at other places like Peace Village or Oxford. So they were so senior, but look how humble they were. I was just looking at that. They just kneeled down in front of Dadi. All of them. And they took the tuli. So this is also one of the ways to make them into a cooperative soul. To have special gathering. Only those souls. Very, very special gathering for them. So this is one of the ways of making them into cooperative soul. Anything else? Okay, give them a special role in that program. Okay, they would like it. Then, one more. You mention their name, their love. You mention their name while giving speeches. That this is a person who was so much cooperative. Because somehow everybody wants appreciation, acknowledgement. You say, suppose you are constructing a retreat center and there is one person who has cooperated a lot. So at the completion of the retreat center or at the inauguration of the retreat center, during the foundation stone ceremony, you mention that person's name. Yes, yes, he is the one who is responsible for all of this. That is there. Then, there are people who always donate halls. But they themselves don't come to any one of your programs. But you can appreciate them during the any program. Okay, this hall has been given by these two persons. I remember once I had gone to one place in Bhopal, in this Madhya Pradesh. So in that, two persons were there. They were very cooperative souls and they had donated that entire hall. But they themselves were never there anywhere. But they came only at the end. And they loved that. Because they loved to be garlanded and all that. So, appreciate them, acknowledge their cooperation, that they have cooperated for this. If they are cooperating as by their wealth, by money, also acknowledge that. Anything else? What else? Baba is saying turn them into student. This is your goal. Otherwise you simply keep on doing programs after programs and you are so happy just sending all the pictures on media and publishing and all that. We are happy in ourselves. Huh? Do their subtle service also. Immerse them, give them vibrations. Every day. Do subtle service. That is very important. Then, how to make them sahyogi or cooperative after the program. Invite them again and again for the next conference. They had come for one conference. They liked very much, but after that they disappeared. They never came to center even once. They said conference was very good, but later on they never came to center. Invite them for next conference without expectations. Otherwise you will feel that after this conference now they should start. They may never become regular. Don't expect that they become regular students. Just invite them. They will go next time also. Next time, third time, fourth time, fifth time, someday that arrow would pierce their heart. There are some people who keep on going to conference every year, but they never go to center. They love to come to conference as a relaxation here. 1-3 days in Mount and then 2 days moving around Udaipur and all those regions. So, you don't expect, but it can happen. Someday, fifth time, sixth time, seventh time, suddenly an arrow will pierce their heart. Someday that will happen. So keep on inviting. Even if they don't become cooperative. Even if they never visit center. So that is also one of the things. Repeated invitations. Anything else? Call them specially for Brahma Bhojan. People are very fond of this Bhojan. Brahma Kumari's Bhojan means they just give up everything and they run. This is so delicious, so tasty, so much variety. And it is so sattvic. And it is so nicely served. They are given so much hospitality. They receive. There are people to ask you, do you want more? Do you want more? Do you want more? So they love that. Yes, without onion garlic, so beautiful, so delicious, so tasty, so savory food is made. They even are amazed at that. And they love that food. Definitely they love that food. So they are food lovers. So give them food. Oh, go to their place and then prepare food. This is an absolutely novel idea. So even that you can do. Anything that increases the relationship of love. Have loveful relationship. At least they would be cooperative. At least they would be. Okay? So this is what we have to do. Om Shanti.